Welcome to the podcast for G's only. For G's only. And it's for all women who's at the C-suite level. CEO. And we're coming your way to share our stories and leadership. So we walk in the walk, talking the talk, being the boss lady. Welcome to the C-suite, where we help build women leadership and how to be the boss lady. So welcome to the C-suite. So let's talk about being a CEO.
Well, hello, everybody. This is your host, Jody Easterling Hood, and welcome to She Suite's podcast. This is a place where women C-suite executives share and compare unfiltered realities that our male counterparts will never face. We laugh, we cry, we thrive, and we survive. Now, today our topic is going to be the joys of journaling. And how did you know? I have my own journal that is available to all of my C-suiters. But right now, this is what I'd like to say to my podcast audience. As C-suites, sometimes as we struggle and navigate through this landscape that's designed basically for our male counterparts, we struggle just a little bit. And on top of trying to navigate this landscape, we have to battle the isms. Remember I talked about the isms a few podcasts back? Ageism, sexism, and for women of color, ageism. So all of that alone can cause unbearable stress. But guess what, ladies? Something as simple as journaling can help us tackle each new day with joy, energy, and enthusiasm. Now, nothing can replace the benefits of having an executive coach. And we talked about that with Joya Nori, the benefits of having a coach. But in case you don't have a coach, and even if you do, journaling can give you all types of joy. Now, let's talk just a little bit about the benefits of journaling. I'm going to give you about 10. So the first one is self-reflection and personal growth. Journaling provides a space for self-reflection. It allows the executive women to, you know, explore your thoughts, explore your emotions and experiences in depth. Through this introspection, it fosters our growth and self-awareness, and it enables us to understand our strengths, weaknesses, and the areas for improvement. Now, here is the second benefit of journaling. It's clarity and decision-making. You know, sometimes when you're writing down those ideas and those goals and the challenges, it helps us to clarify our thoughts. And it also helps us to brainstorm solutions and to weigh options and to make informed decisions with that confidence that we need. Thirdly, journaling can cause stress reduction and emotional well-being. The demands of leadership at the C-suite and C-suite level, ladies, you know, it is overwhelming, or it can be overwhelming at times. And what does it lead to? Stress and burnout. But journaling can be a therapeutic outlet of allowing the executive women to express their feelings, alleviate that stress, and maintain emotional balance. Oh, number four. Remember, we're talking about the benefits of journaling. With the goal setting and accountability, it gives us a structured way to set our goals and to track progress. And it also helps us to hold ourselves accountable. When we document our aspirations and our milestones, that helps us to stay focused, motivated, and committed to achieving those objectives. Five, creative problem solving. Did you know that writing stimulates your creativity and encourages innovative thinking? C-suites, we can use journaling to brainstorm ideas, explore those alternative perspectives, and to developing create solutions to complex challenges in our personal lives and our professional lives. Number six, journaling can lead to leadership development. Journaling complements formal leadership training and development initiatives. By reflecting on our leadership experiences and the lessons that we learned and our leadership styles, we can enhance our leadership skills. We can refine our little management techniques and become more effective as C-suites. Seven, time management and productivity. Girls, you know, sometimes we struggle with that work-life balance. Well, did you know that keeping a journal helps executive women manage their time more effectively and it maximizes productivity? Let me tell you something. By tackling daily activities and identify those little areas where we're kind of wasting time and we're not quite setting those priorities, we can optimize those schedules and achieve greater, what did I say? Work-life balance. Number eight, and remember, we're still talking about the joys of journaling. Journaling can build our confidence and resilience. Did you know that writing about our accomplishments or setbacks and lessons learned reinforces our confidence and resilience? Honey, we can celebrate our achievements. We can learn from our failures and cultivate a positive mindset that empowers us to overcome obstacles and thrive in those challenging situations. Number nine, joys of journaling. It enhances our communication skills. That's right, it sure does. Journaling improves our written communication skills, which we know are essential for effective leadership. You know, we can practice articulating our thoughts and refining those messages and honing those storytelling abilities. Ultimately, we become more persuasive and influential communicators. And lastly, what is the joy of journaling? Leading, building, and reflection. Let me say that one more time. Legacy building and reflection. Journaling allows executive women to document our journey, leaving a legacy of wisdom, insights, and experience for future C-suites coming behind us. By reflecting on our successes, our failures, and our contributions, we can shape our professional legacy and inspire others to follow in our footsteps. So there you have it, lady. The 10 joys of journaling. And as I said, I have created my own journal. And here is a copy of it. Let's see if I can get it focused here. I'm having a little trouble, but it is called Women in Leadership, Glowing and Growing. Let me do that over. Women in Leadership, Glowing and Growing. And on the inside, what we have is, we talk about, are we glowing or growing? If we're having a good day, we're glowing. If we're having one of those days where we are a little bit challenged, that's a growing day. And then we write, because, why? And then we get in touch with our emotional intelligence. How am I feeling? Identify those emotions. So there's a spot to tell if you are happy or sad, or what it is you are feeling that day. And then the next section says, if I could, I would. And we can really get creative there, because sometimes there are things that we wish we could do and we know we couldn't because it's not expedient. But there's a section for that. So you can vent a little bit, or you can imagine, just let your imagination run away with you. And lastly, or second to last, there's a section that says, I will encourage myself. So if it's a day of a lot of stress, you can write down, you know what? I might be feeling a little low, but I'm going to encourage myself. And this is exactly how I'm going to do it. Or you can say, I'm going to celebrate myself. You're having a good day. You say, you know what? This calls for a celebration. And there's a section for that. And lastly, at the end of the journal, some of us are spiritual. We may have a scripture, a quip, or quote for the day to help us sustain, to help us grow, to inspire, and to give us the confidence that we need to make it to another day. So yes, folks, Women in Leadership, Glowing and Growing Journal, and it is available on Amazon.com and Lulu.com. Hey, buy it for yourself or buy it for a fellow she-sweeter or an aspiring she-sweeter. I'm going to tell you, this journal has helped me so much, and it will definitely do the same for you. Now, as we close the podcast, you know what I'm about to say. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend about Jody Hood and the She Sweets podcast. Do me a favor. Like me on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Connect with me on LinkedIn, Dr. Jody Easterly Hood, or subscribe to my YouTube page, Jody Hood. Now, until next time, let me tell you, keep walking the walk and talking the talk. And she sweets. Let's tell those sea sweets, we're coming at ya.
Welcome to the podcast for G's only. For G's only. And it's for all women who's at the C-suite level. CEO. And we're coming your way to share our stories in leadership. So we walk in the walk, talking the talk, being the boss lady. Welcome to the C-suite, where we help build women leadership and how to be the boss lady. So welcome to the C-suite. So let's talk about being a CEO and join the